Well, look, it's prudent. Yeah, the first cases are going to show up in the U.S. in hospitals that probably see a lot of people coming over from the region, from the affected region. So hospitals like Elmhurst and Queens, I would suspect, are on alert right now, and it's prudent to forward deploy some resources and make those doctors aware of the signs and symptoms of infection.
Scott, you said that, though, as if it's a given. The first cases are going to arrive at these hospitals. You're assuming it will arrive on our shores?
I think everyone now assumes we're going to see some cases here. I think we could even see some isolated, you know, clusters of infection, some small outbreaks, maybe close contacts, family members of the affected individuals who come over. I think, you know, we feel confident here that we can contain it, assuming that the virus itself doesn't migrate and change how it spreads.
Meg, do you have any intel?
Well, that's really the concern is, you know, does this mutate and change into be more easily transmissible? Right now, the U.S. government really is emphasizing this is not. They don't consider this a risk to the U.S. They're really trying to make that clear. But what's expected later today from President Obama when he goes to visit the CDC is expected to really ramp up the efforts in West Africa. They're getting the military involved now. They're going to send as many as 3,000 to West Africa to set up joint command there from Monrovia, Liberia. So they're really, really drastically trying to ramp up the U.S. response.
Are these military doctors they're sending, or just?
There'll be doctors, there'll be engineers, folks trying to be on the ground to set up these efforts. And they're also sending, you know, folks to train burial teams. They've sent 5,000 body bags to the WHO. Right now, the death toll is about 2,400. So they're expecting this to get worse.
Excuse my ignorance on all of this, guys, but just look at a calendar. Are we a little late here? This has been going on for 6 weeks, if not more.
Yeah, it's a huge criticism.
Right. Well, we are late, but this is clearly a robust response. I think the one thing we should be concerned about is the response is very much focused on Liberia. And at this point, we should be treating the entire region in Western Africa as one big hot zone. The virus itself isn't going to respect national boundaries, so we need to be pulsing resources into other nations there as well.
So we're going to be sending our troops there, or troops of some sort there.
It doesn't appear that the U.S. troops are going to be involved in trying to enforce any kind of quarantine. These really seem like medical resources.
Scott, why would it become airborne? And why? How old? This virus has been around forever.
Right.
Why would it all of a sudden become airborne?
Well, it's sloppy in how it reproduces, so it creates an excessive number of mutations, and people have very high viral counts. So when a person gets infected, they have a lot of errant sort of viral reproductions. So it's going to migrate, and it is mutating and migrating. It would be very unusual for a virus to mutate in a way that changes its mode of transmission. People are clearly concerned about that here, though, just because of the scope of the infection, you're going to see a lot of migration of this virus.
So we're going to spend $88 million. That's the number the president
wants. We've already spent $175 million. He wants to add another $88 million, and the Pentagon wants to reallocate $500 million.
Are any other countries doing anything else like this?
They are. The EU, I think, has given $180 million or something like that. And just this morning, the WHO was commending China sending some resources. But the U.S. is considered, you know, one of the bigger responders here. And what it's trying to do is coordinate an international response. So it's going there, it's setting up Joint Force Command in Liberia, and it's trying to coordinate an international response.
This is a continent that no one is going to, is anyone going to visit? I mean, this is where, Scott, this is just Western Africa? It's a big place, obviously, but I can't imagine, you know, a lot of, maybe this is the time you get a good deal, I guess. I mean, you would avoid the continent, would you not, at this point, Scott?
I think you'd have to be worried about going into the region unless you're going in as a healthcare worker with protective gear. You know, the Europeans face probably a bigger risk than the U.S. does because of migration patterns, because of immigration patterns. They should be doing much more. They haven't stepped up in the way the president has here.
You know, signs of life for tourism and everything else. It's unfortunate, that's for sure.